Freaks. It's Monday, May 6th, 2024. Coming up on the program today, smoking a turd-packed shit bong. Plus, I workshopped some new potential racial slurs. And Mead Skelton has gained 10 pounds in a week. I think he just, like, unhinged his jaw and swallowed a newborn baby or something. All coming up today. Distorted View Daily proudly presents the best of Xbox voice messages.
I own you, little bitch. You can't play this game, man. Get out of the tank, and then let's see who wins. I'm, like, number one in support, so I'll kill you, faggot. Yeah, get out the tank next time, and then let's see who will win, you little faggot.
Ooh, you are so fucking big. I'd stick a fucking horseshoe up that ass, baby. Come over. Ooh, la la. Come to me, spanky, spanky.
Hey, you're just mad because I'll be able to do something with my fucking guitar in hands that you'll never be able to achieve in your entire life, kid. So yeah, you're gay. You cocksucker.
Oh my god, man. Just meet us in real life and we are going to stab you. We are going to fuck you, kill you, everything, man. Rape you, dude. We are fucking Nazis, man. Don't mess with us, dude. You fucking monkey ass fuck.
Yeah, my nigga, suck on my dick, nigga. Hop off, nigga. Aye? The fuck you think this is, homeboy? Que lo que tú estás creyendo, muchacho, eh? Te rompo el caco, mañema.
You know, I really think you should shut your fucking mouth because if you talk shit on my sister again, I will find where you live and I will split you from ear to ear. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm not, buddy. Tell me where you live, I'll find you, and I will split you from ear to ear.
Yeah, you're a bitch because you kept fucking team killing. Do you not like the word bitch? How about pussy? Faggot. Do I need to go down the list? You're still a bitch. Get the fuck over it.
I was carrying you two faggots for nothing. Non-playing, no skills having, pickle smooching, Hillary Clinton voting for, Antifa backing, pickle smoocher, that's what you are.
You worthless fucking nigger, you can't play worth a fucking shit and you wouldn't even help me up. What a fucking cocksucker. Go back to Donkey Kong, you faggot.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, dude, this is happening. It's World Wide Web on the internet.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
That really gave me tranny baby fever.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Beta man!
Let's see what we can find on the net.
Ah, the glory days of Xbox Live. Back before bullying was looked down upon. Back then, you know, being bullied was a character builder. That made you who you are today. Shaped your personality, gave you some grit. One thing I did notice, you know, going through those Xbox messages is the difference between a young kid sending a voice message and an adult sending an angry message. The content is eerily similar. It usually contains a death threat and then either the N-word or faggot. Strewn about, sprinkled, really, for good measure. The difference is the volume and intensity. Like, a 12-year-old is amped up, right? The kid is like, you faggot! I'm gonna kill you! If I ever find you in real life, you're dead! The adult, who, I'm guessing, has already experienced years of real life beating him down. The only solace he's finding is in the video games he plays. His messages are a little more monotone, slower. Listen, you little faggot. Don't make me come down there and slit your throat, faggot. They love to draw out that F word, huh? The problem, you know, real quick, let me just comment on slurs here. As someone who has been called the F word multiple times in real life and on this very show, is it derogatory? Yes. Does it hurt? Not really. Not when it's on the internet. It's like, it's a whole other feeling when someone says it to your face in real life or out of a moving car where you're just like, you're like minding your own business, walking on the sidewalk and someone like shouts, hey, you faggot! That stings a little. It catches you off guard. You don't expect people in real life to say that. Furthermore, when you're doing something entirely mundane, like walking on the sidewalk, it's like, how am I doing that in a gay way? I'm not with a group of other homosexuals. I'm not prancing around, skipping, tossing little flower petals from a basket I've got. wearing a dress and a bonnet or something. Not wearing glitter. I don't have my nails done. What exactly? How did you know I'm an F word? That's the part that really hurts the most. It's like, oh, wow, I'm that obvious. They picked up on that one. That being said, you know, of course, the F word, being called the F word is not nice. You shouldn't do it. But it the problem is it's a fun word to say. It just is. And it's not fun because, like, it's a slur and you're not supposed to say it. It's literally just the combination of letters makes it fun to say. The double G in there, faggot. It's pleasing to the mouth. It's got a nice mouth feel. Faggots feel good in my mouth. That's what I'm trying to say. And there's, like, a nice little spins you can put on it. Like, you know, when people call in the voicemail line, that one guy, hey, fag. Like, he really draws it out. Hey, faggot. So, you know, when I hear the F word sometimes, I kind of just give people a pass on it. Come on, let them have their fun. Okay. It would be way better, I think, for all of society if we all agreed in the future that when we come up with new slurs, they should be hard to say. That way, like, if you call someone that slur, it's not because it's a fun, easy thing that pops in your mind that'll really hurt someone. You gotta want to say it. It's gotta be very purposeful. What if, just hear me out, freaks, instead of calling black people the N-word, I already love where this is going. Today on Distorted View Daily, we come up with new slurs for black people. Well, there's today's episode title. Can't wait to see how that works out for me. No, I'm just, you know what I'm saying here, because the N-word, again, it's got those two G's in there, so it's incredibly fun to say. White people love two G's together. If you think about it, those are the two most popular slurs, right? Faggot. All right, so instead of calling black people the N-word, let's make it a little more challenging to get it out of your mouth. So you really have to want to say the word. It might also give white people like a split second to come to their senses and say, like, well, maybe I shouldn't say this. I would like to keep my job. I don't want to be doxxed online and have, you know, Child Protective Services come snooping around trying to take my kids away from me. So instead of saying the N-word, maybe you call black people Worcestershires. You know, that's an incredibly hard word to say for most of us, right? Worcestershire sauce. And I think you'd get flummoxed, right? When if you're in the heat of the moment, you know, if a black person cuts you off or something and you want to call them that word, you're gonna fumble around. You worked, you stupid black Worcestershire sauce, right? You probably won't even be able to get it out. It kind of works because what color is Worcestershire? How do you say that word again? I had it for a second.
Worcestershire.
What color is Worcestershire sauce? Black! It just works on so many levels. The next time you want to call someone a gay slur instead of faggot, let's make it a little more difficult. The new slur for homosexuals is flossanosa nyla pellification, which is a real word and took me about 10 minutes to learn. I guarantee you in another 2 minutes, I'm going to forget how to pronounce it. But it kind of works great as a slur because the actual meaning of flossanosa nyla pellification is the action or habit of estimating something as worthless. And who is considered more worthless than the homosexuals? They can't even procreate on their own. Did you see Gary prancing around the office? Jesus Christ, he's such a flossanosa nyla pellification. Anyway, that is my grand idea for new slurs. Taking slurs in, finally, we're taking slurs into the 21st century. By the way, I'm going to test myself at the end of today's show to see if I can remember that word, how to pronounce flossanosa. I'm already having trouble. Flossanosa nyla pellification. Let me double check my work here.
Floxy nasi nihili pillification.
Okay, that is not how I was taught how to pronounce that word. I'm already having trouble. Floxy
nasi nihili pillific.
Floxy? And then check this bitch out. Then you get another pronunciation.
Flossinosa nyla pillification.
Flossa.
Flossinosa nyla pillification.
Well, now I don't know what to call gay people. I want it to hurt, so, you know, I got to get the word right. All right, let's just move on. Boy, have I got a new U-tard for you today. Let me just throw out a few words. Flossinosa nylification. Here's another. Worcestershire. I can't believe it. I'm having more trouble with Worcestershire than Flossa Nosa Nyla Pellification. I guess we figured out which slur I'll be using more often. By the way, I'm pretty sure half the time I say the Flossa Nosa word, I'm leaving out some syllables, but whatever. Close enough. Anyway, those are not the words I want to use to describe this new U-tard. Get ready. Drum roll, please. How about feces sandcastles? Oh, you freaks came on a good night. That's why we're switching things up today and making today's episode a free one. Because the entire world really does deserve to learn new slurs and be introduced to a man who builds with poop, using only a bucket and shovel as his tools. We may be on the cusp of a new art form here. A real trailblazer. Now, I was introduced to the antics of this young man by a DV listener, and I don't know if they want me to use their name. If you're listening and you don't mind, let me know. I would love to give you proper credit, but I can also understand you not wanting to be associated with this person in any way, shape, or form. So this guy is obviously a shit freak, and he recently live streamed himself, and the plans were to create some sandcastles with feces. Now, whenever I'm presented with this type of information, the first thing I want to know is this a goof? I like to feature people who are genuine, who are real. I don't like to be tricked. Like, you know, come to find out he's, you know, it's not really poop he's playing with. It's, you know, Play-Doh or something. No. I got to run a full DV background check and, you know, do some due diligence or whatever. So this listener sent in a photo. A photo of this guy's toilet. He's actually smiling. His head is right down by the toilet and he's smiling. He's very proud of his work here. What he does is, or I guess what I should say is, what he doesn't do is flush. So he likes to collect as much poop as possible in the toilet. And that's what he has taken a picture of. And there's shit and toilet paper on the seat. In addition to the whole fucking bowl being filled, there's also some smears on the back of the toilet seat. When you love poop, you know, you're not going to be that careful. You don't care where it ends up. That was enough to prove to me that this guy is for real. And yeah, he'll probably end up making some shit sandcastles. I'm interested. Now I'm invested. I want to know more about this guy. By the way, I'll double check to see if the listener posted these photos in the Discord. If not, I'll get permission and then upload them over there. If you want to see the shit toilet, it'll be in one of the not safe for work channels in our Discord over there. By the way, if you are not a member of the Discord, it's absolutely free. There's a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. I don't know if this is the best advertisement for the Discord, but it is a resource available if you're interested. Anyway, so like I said, I saw the picture of the toilet. It's obviously the work of a scat freak. So now anything else this listener tells me, I'm going to believe, but they don't stop there. They send me a video of this guy smoking shit from his own asshole. He literally he digs a turd out of his butt. He's not even like in the bathroom, naked, squatting. He stands up, pulls a nugget, a churdlet out, and then packs it in his glass bowl to smoke it. Here's audio of that.
Uh-oh, somebody sent me $50.
So he sounds like an idiot. Surprise, surprise, there's probably something mentally wrong with him. So naturally, people on stream are encouraging this behavior. They donate $50, so he does stupid shit like smoke his own turd. This is almost Gencom, isn't it? He's lighting his poop on fire and then inhaling the smoke.
Uh-oh, somebody sent me $50 to smoke poopy. Gonna smoke some poopy on top of my wee ball.
Okay, I guess I should point out this guy is most definitely over the age of 18. He's probably in his, late 20s, 30s, so we're okay here.
Wee ball, poopy, poopy, come poopy.
We're just making fun of the mentally ill, not the underage. I'll allow it. All right, so where are we at in the video here? He's getting ready to pull down his pants and rip out a piece of feces inside his butt.
Poopy.
And he grabbed one.
Oh, poopy, poopy. Ew, stinky.
Yeah.
Too stinky. Very stinky.
Oh, I apologize. You know, when I watched this video last night, I thought he used a glass pipe. This is an actual bong. Well, that's going to get the job done. Here's another video of him taking a crap and talking about it.
Oh, boy, I really got to poop. I really got to poop. I got to poop so bad. I'm going to poop. I'm going to poop in my shitty, shitty toilet. My shitty, shitty toilet. Shit everywhere. Shit everywhere. Shit everywhere. Ooh, poopy. Oh, poopy.
He's pooping.
Oh, too much poopy.
You know, unfortunately, this guy pooped and then smoked some shit out of his bong and then continued to get high on good stuff. He wasn't just smoking his poop during the live stream. Unfortunately, he got so high, he either forgot or gave up on the idea of building shit sandcastles. So I'm hoping he revisits this idea in the next few days. Ultimately, though, I wasn't upset because, you know, we got to see him take a rip off of a shit bong, which in many ways is better than building crap sandcastles.
When castles made of ash go sinking, castles made of ash just came to the toilet eventually.
He's still shitting in this clip, talking about his big plans for building ass sandcastles.
Sink into the toilet eventually. Castles made of shit. Sink into the toilet eventually.
Castles made of shit sinking in the toilet. What a wordsmith.
Castles made of shit.
He does fancy himself a singer. Here's a song all about gorilla AIDS.
I like gorillas, girls are funny. Girls like to fuck, like to fuck, like a bunny. I like gorillas, girls are funny. Girls like to fuck, like to fuck, like a bunny.
He's better than like 90% of the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees we feature on the show, because at least he's able to rhyme. He's got that going for him. Funny and bunny.
Fuck the gorilla pussy, get the AIDS. Fuck the gorilla pussy, get the AIDS. Fuck the gorilla pussy, get the AIDS. I gave the gorilla AIDS. Fuck the gorilla pussy.
Ultimately, it is pretty repetitive. It's just about fucking the gorilla and then subsequently getting the AIDS.
I gave the gorilla AIDS. Fuck the gorilla pussy, get the AIDS. Fuck the gorilla pussy, get the AIDS. Fuck the gorilla pussy, get the AIDS.
I think you get the idea. The song is a cautionary tale. Most of the time, he really just sticks to talking about ass, poop. He also says he has a very large penis and has impregnated many girls, so I'm glad that that genetic material is getting passed around. Here's a clip of him discussing some of his favorite sexual activities. I don't think it's a spoiler to say that it does, in fact, involve butts.
I like to suck butt more. I like to eat ass. I like to suck. I like to come in buttholes and then suck the cum out. I then come swap the cum from the mouth into the pussy. And then I pound the pussy. I like to come in the butt and I like to eat it out after. Then I like to come swap it into the girl's pussies. Yeah.
It should be noted that this guy is Canadian, so for once, the American healthcare system did not fail this young man. This one's squarely on you, Canadians. Finally, my listener submitted a audio clip of him laughing.
Fucking retards.
Yep, that's what we're dealing with. He calls him like he sees him as he's staring into a mirror. Well, there you go. I'm fascinated by this individual, and you can definitely consider me a fan of his work. I have subscribed. Hopefully, he'll post on a more regular basis soon, because I need more of him, believe it or not. More of him in small doses. Very small, small doses. We've got a huge update from our good friend Mead. He finally got around to weighing himself again, although that wasn't his best video of the week. He recorded himself a day earlier using a weed whacker, and it is the most fascinating, hilarious thing to watch. I don't know why. I don't know if he's ever used one of these things before. It just, he looks so awkward, and his outfit was adorable. I'm going to try to make this an animated GIF for today's featured image over there. And I will, of course, link to Mead's video where he has some fun with the weed whacker. But my God, seeing Mead do anything where the camera is like zoomed out, so you get the whole, you get Mead from head to toe. That's a real treat for me. Love seeing it. Because normally it's just like zoomed in on his big fat melon. To see Mead's whole body is, well, it's exquisite. Of course, the real reason why I am bringing him up today is because he finally got around to weighing himself and, reality set back in. What am I talking about? Well, let's rewind 3-ish weeks ago when Mead did a weekly weigh-in.
All right, folks, today's weight is 274.6. I actually kept going down despite my birthday celebration.
So we had a weight of 274.6. He lost like, I don't know, 0.5 pounds or something. You know, half a pound. That's great. The very next week, there was a huge surprise.
All right, folks, today's weight is 267.
Which means he lost like 7 pounds in a week. Viewers were quick to yell shenanigans, especially because Mead has been very erratic with his weigh-ins. Obviously, my theory is that he weighs himself all the time. When he sees he's gaining weight, he will not do a weigh-in and instead will wait a few days, starve himself. Or the other popular theory is that Mead is not putting his full weight on the scale. You can't see it in videos, but he might be leaning up against a door, putting his arm out, holding on to something, lifting himself a little. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. This week, though, again, he waited a very long time. I think it was on Saturday when he actually weighed himself. Couldn't hold off any longer, right? And after being called out, he tried to do like a wide shot of himself standing on the scale. So like no one would think that he is trying to cheat. And lo and behold, the numbers were wildly different this week.
Okay, folks. If y'all can read that, 277.2.
277.2, over 277 pounds. That's a 10 pound gain from last week. It's so funny because last week Mead was convinced, you know, the 267 number, which was a great number if it was real. He was convinced that was really his weight. And he cites the fact that he finally changed those scale batteries. For a long time, he's had a hunch that he weighs a lot less than the scale would suggest. And it's all due to low batteries. Here's what he said back when he thought he weighed only 267 pounds.
That I changed the batteries in my weight scale, and these are the results. I was 274 2 weeks ago. I think it made a difference.
Yeah, the battery made a difference. Me jump roping made a difference. I'm on the right path. Now let me fast forward again to the current weigh-in results and see what Mead has to say about this.
Okay, folks, so I guess that something went wrong last week. I don't know what happened. I imagine I was probably 276, and maybe I put my hand on the radiator for balance, and that just took off 10 pounds. I knew something, like, I thought, well, that doesn't seem quite right, you know, but I thought, oh, maybe it's a miracle.
This, by the way, will throw into question any future weigh-ins. Because, you know, Mead is capable of manipulating the results. That's what we're learning here.
But anyway, folks, at least I know the truth and we can still work. Now, I'm not disappointed because I've been putting, folks, unfortunately, well, I know everyone says, well, you're not losing weight. I've been putting on muscle. I know I have.
Uh-huh. That's this week's excuse or explanation. Yeah, I'm technically gaining weight, but it's all muscle. Again, please, I refer you to the weed whacking video. Please take a look at that and you can see how much or how little muscle it appears Mead is working with. Anyway, I know a lot of freaks are wrapped up in this Mead weight loss thing, so I wanted to give you an update because, you know, this week's update was hilarious. he's up 10 pounds from the previous week, which is like unheard of. You physically can't do that. I don't think you can't gain 10 pounds in a week. But Mead has defied all odds. He's our little miracle man. All right, there you go. That's a little Mead update for you. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. Yeah, obviously today's episode is a free one for everyone. Tomorrow's episode of DV is just for Sideshow Freaks. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider signing up. This is how I'm able to continue doing the show. Best of all, memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. The question is, how do you sign up? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. It takes just a second. Very simple. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. You can sign up right there. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. When you sign up, you get access to a personalized RSS feed that you can plug into most podcasting apps like Overcast, Applecast, Podcast Addict, Pocket Casts, a lot of the big ones. You'll get all the free shows and all the exclusive shows right on that feed. For an even easier way, if you do happen to use Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get the show, you can sign up right inside of those apps. You don't have to go to any website or anything. Just right inside Spotify or Apple Podcasts, search for Distorted View, right on our little podcast page, feed, whatever. You'll see an option to subscribe to the Sideshow content. When you do, all of the exclusive shows will appear right alongside the free episode. So it's super simple. Couple different ways to sign up and get access there. Any way you choose, that's fine. You are a true and honorable freak at that point. You're one of my buddies. There is one more way to help support the show. We've got a Patreon account over there at patreon.com/distortedview. You're familiar with Patreon, right? You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. Every little bit helps. I urge you all, though, to pledge at least $5. Why? Because you get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first. And I'm doing a special one-off thing where anyone who pledges at least $5 over there at Patreon will have the ability to receive some free stickers from yours truly. I'm not even going to make you pay shipping or anything. It's absolutely free to anyone who's pledged at least $5. I have some more details about the stickers. Very exciting. The last of the stickers that I've ordered are coming this week, and then I'm going to be starting to send them out. Freaks will be getting at least 10 stickers in the mail. Different kinds, by the way. Some are, you know, the DV logo, different versions of the DV logo. There's a couple other fun ones. I have a glow-in-the-dark sticker, a holographic sticker. Yeah, it's just a fun thing I'm trying to do for you guys who continue to support DV in different ways. Act now. If you've already pledged over there at Patreon, but you're only at the dollar level or something, if you're under five, you can up your pledge to $5 to make sure you are involved in the whole sticker thing. If you haven't yet pledged anything over there, you can sign up still. I'll be making a post later this week regarding the details on how to get those free stickers. But yeah, it's finally coming soon. I've been teasing it for a couple of weeks now, so I just wanted to give you a little update on that. Patreon.com/distortedview. Sign up, sign up, sign up. I said that three times, but you just have to sign up once. I mean, you can sign up more than once if you want. All the money helps, believe me. This is a small operation we got going here. I'm just trying to survive. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, on May 1st, a truly shocking event unfolded in Las Vegas. Not involving a prostitute for once. No, this shocking event was a gruesome attack that left one man dead, and that man wasn't even whole anymore. Another man faces murder charges because of this. Of course, the suspect, identified as 29-year-old Colin Check, is accused of the brutal killing of Kenneth Brown on April 28th near the bustling Las Vegas Boulevard. According to the detailed report released by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, the incident all began when Check allegedly attacked Brown, causing him to fall and strike his head violently against the concrete. So far, so good. The assault resulted in severe head injuries to Brown, who was found in a horrifying state by responding officers. Gruesome, but it's not really DV worthy. There's gotta be more to this story, right? Witnesses at the scene described a chilling scene. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. To the 911 operators, reporting that they saw a man, later identified as Check, on top of the victim. What was he doing? Gotta be some weird sick sex shit, right? Not this time. He was on top of the victim, actively eating the face of Brown.
You gonna get Brown? You gonna get Brown?
I'm gonna get Brown for you, baby.
Are you gonna get brown? Okay. Yeah, I think it's gonna get nice and brown. Look at that. Look what we're gonna get brown here.
Okay, that's a different type of brown. That's the type of brown you smoke out of a bong. This brown's face was eaten off. The police, upon arrival, discovered Check in a disturbing state, kneeling beside Brown with his face, hands, and clothing smeared with blood and other biological materials. That I would like details on. Tragically, Brown was found with a critical injury to the back of his head, and it sounds like also to the front of his head. Like, his face was gone. Eaten. Chewed up. He had parts of his face, including his left eye and ear, gruesomely removed. During the police interrogation, Check presented a bizarre explanation for his actions, claiming he was under the influence of a higher power. I guess bath salts are now considered a deity. All hail our Lord and Savior, right? He was battling, quote, a shapeshifter he referred to as Drake. I'm sorry, Drake is not interested in you. You're not a 17-year-old girl, right? Ah! Uh-huh! I went there! Now, he also referred to Brown during the attack as Drake. Check disclosed to the officers that he had been suffering from severe insomnia, staying awake for 5 consecutive days. Yeah, there had to have been drugs involved, right? Which he believed was due to being possessed by an unknown force. We'll call that force Kendrick. Kendrick versus Drake. Check told police that the voices in his head instructed him to commit the killing. He did the face eating on his own, though. No evil forces told him to do that. It's one of the things I like about Check. He takes initiative. He's a go-getter. He chillingly admitted to using his teeth as weapons during the assault, stating that he had consumed Brown's eyeball. Ah! You know, I've often thought about eating people. Like, what I would do if I was a cannibal. I would stay clear from the eyeballs. Just the mouth feel alone. Doesn't seem like that would be appealing. It's revolting. One of, like, the grossest body parts you could probably put in your mouth. And this is how you know he's cuckoo crazy bananas insane. Because, you know, one of the only things he ate, the first thing was his fucking eyeball? Excuse me, but that's pretty extreme! Check's defense attorney raised questions about his mental state. I mean, yeah, of course. Duh. Any lawyer would be like, that. This is going to be our first defense. This is our best shot. And most believable. You know, he's just crazy. So yeah, this was just a court appearance. This isn't the actual trial. His lawyers just believe that his client was incompetent to even stand trial. So let him go. Other than this incident, this one lapse in judgment, he's a good guy. He would like to return to his job as a daycare worker as soon as possible. Now, I don't know what he does for a living. Second story we have for you. Which beautiful state does this story come from? Oh, yes. It's gorgeous. It's golden. Hustlers, grab your gun. Your shadow weighs a ton. Driving down the 101. California, here we come. Right back where we started from. California. It was good up until that part. Damn, held that fucking California note for so long. Out of breath. Dumb, stupid shit. Off with your heads, Phantom Planet. The Poway Unified School District in California. I'm sorry. California! Has terminated the contract of Superintendent Marion Kim Phillips following a vote by the school board this past Tuesday. This decision was reached after a detailed investigation into allegations of misconduct. All right, you've piqued my interest. What type of misconduct? The controversy began in November when members of the Del Norte High School softball team claimed that Phelps had threatened to withhold their graduation privileges. Well, students are known to be little assholes. Maybe this was warranted. The students testified that Phelps was upset because they had not applauded for her daughter enough. Yeah, the daughter's on the softball team, and apparently other teammates did not clap with sufficient enthusiasm for her at the softball awards banquet held last May. Wow, bitch can hold a grudge. According to reports from NBC San Diego, Phelps contacted several students late at night after the event, accusing them of not supporting her daughter and demanding they apologize. And maybe what's called for here is an applause do-over. I'm going to gather every one of you little assholes into the gymnasium. I'm going to bring out my daughter, and you're going to applaud her the way she should be applauded. It needs to be loud, it needs to be enthusiastic, and it needs to last more than 5 seconds. The situation escalated when Coach Tom Peronto disclosed to the school board that he had faced retaliation from Phelps after he brought her actions to their attention. Peronto claimed that Phelps accused him of verbally attacking a board member, an allegation that he denied, suggesting it was used as grounds to dismiss him from his coaching duties. The school board president, Michelle O'Connor Ratcliffe, announced that the board decided to dismiss Phelps after reviewing evidence from an investigation initiated on November 15th and concluded on April 18th. That's a long investigation. I mean, think about what's being accused here. Girls didn't clap long enough for this woman's daughter. That's what warranted a 5-month investigation. The investigation involved a review of numerous documents and testimonies from 41 witnesses. This has become the crime of the century, which contradicted Phelps' versions of the events. O'Connor Ratcliffe stated, "The board has completely lost faith in Dr. Phelps' capacity to lead as superintendent and to maintain a cooperative relationship with the board." While Phelps did not immediately comment on her termination, she previously refuted the allegations in statements to the media, asserting she had never threatened any student regarding graduation. Additionally, a lawsuit was filed in San Diego court last November by a student, identified only as Jane Doe. The lawsuit claims Phelps fabricated a narrative that the student had bullied her daughter, leading to a biased internal investigation. The student faced severe repercussions, including being banned from extracurricular activities during her senior year. Phelps has consistently denied those accusations, maintaining her innocence and describing the claims as completely false and fabricated. Final story we have for you today. This one is all about cock and ball. Mainly about cocks, though. Very, very tiny cocks. Penis size is something we talk a lot about here on the podcast. Men are very concerned with their size if they stack up. Only half of men are reportedly satisfied with their size. But did you know some guys that have a small cock actually suffer from an issue called buried penis? Now, I've never heard of this term before. I like to think that it's going to give guys some hope here. Like, oh, your penis is actually longer. It's just inside of you. We just need to get it out. Let's read on and find out what buried penis actually is. How we get to that treasure. They're a map or something that can follow? Buried penis affects the appearance, but not the actual size of the penis. Buried penis, also known as hidden or retractile penis, involves the penis being covered by skin, fat, or tissue in the prepubic area, or what I like to call the pubic puff. Dr. Hannah Patel says the condition is usually congenital, present from birth, and can also develop due to obesity in adults. Symptoms include having a small cock. No. Symptoms include difficulty achieving or maintaining an erection, painful erections, and complications with urination and hygiene due to the penis being obscured by tissue. So, like, buried penis is when the whole cock is buried in your skin fat. That's kind of disappointing. I was hoping that, like part of the shaft is buried under the skin and there's a way to, like, get it out to, you know, make your cock longer. I guess that's not what we're dealing with here. Buried penis differs from micropenis, which is a medically small penis diagnosed at birth and rare globally, affecting about 0.6% of men. A micropenis is typically no longer than 2.75 inches when erect and is structurally normal otherwise. Buried penis, though, can significantly impact a man's mental health. Well, so can micropenis, to be honest, leading to issues with self-esteem, depression, and anxiety. Treatment varies, but may involve weight loss to reduce the covering fat and surgical procedures to remove excess tissue, improving both appearance and function. Psychological counseling might also be necessary for men experiencing mental health challenges due to the condition. Other causes of buried penis, according to the Good Doc, quote, there may be penile skin deficiency. Yeah, that's what I've got, associated with circumcision or trauma. Also, some guys who have a small cock to begin with and opt for penile enlargement surgery may end up with buried penis, which is the exact opposite thing of what you want. Your penile enlargement surgery was a success. You started at 4 inches, and we grew your penis to 2 inches. What? That's going backwards. Well, you actually have 6 inches, but most of it is it went the wrong way. We made the penis longer inside of you. Some men may also have severe scrotal lymphedema, which causes a buried penis. Then there's Fournier's gangrene, which does not sound like something you want. Anything gangrene is a no-go. That is extremely rare, but it is very life-threatening. It happens under the tissue of your cock skin, and also, you know, like around your balls and stuff. Your taint can also suffer from Fournier's gangrene, you know, the little strip between your scrotum and anus. All the places where you don't want gangrene. Like the last place you'd want to find gangrene. That's due to a bacterial infection of the tissue, and it will just eat your taint right up. I don't know exactly what that has to do with buried penis, but it's also in this article. I think it's like, you know, things could always be worse. You know, yeah, you may have buried penis, but at least you don't have gangrene on your taint. At least your scrotal sac isn't turning green and starting to smell like death. Look on the bright side of life. Well, there you go. If you've had some of these issues, you might have buried penis. Lose some fucking weight, fatty. That's what the doctor's going to prescribe. You want a longer shaft? Lay off the Doritos, chubby. Get on Ozempic or something. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from my freaks. And there are many ways to contact the show. Show at distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Don't forget, we've got that Discord where all the freaks are hanging out, sharing links, having a good time. If you want to conversate with other listeners, drives me crazy when people say conversate, check out the Discord. It's absolutely free. Like I said, there's a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. And we've got a post office box. If you'd like to send something physical to me in the mail, check out our show notes. I appreciate everything that has come and continues to come. I'm better than this. That was way too easy. Come, orgasm. I mean, I apologize. I respect you more than that. Not much, but a little bit. Okay, enough! Let's go ahead and check in with a few callers. Bunch of patrons calling in. All right. We exhausted. I had so many patron calls last week. On Friday's show, we just finished them up. I cleared them all out, and now I've got a bunch more to get through. So thank you very much to everyone who continues to call in. Love to see these calls.
This is King Toilet. Ignore my last call because I have to revise it. What I said then was that I hate Baby Andy more than, like, any U-tard ever.
Oh, really?
Probably even the one, the Nazi guy that...
You hate Baby Andy more than Nazis.
Did murder someone. I mean, I hate him after he did that, but at the time...
The Nazis killed a few million Jews, but Baby Andy talks so much about shitting in his pants.
Like, you know, he's this weird, crazy old man, Nazi dude, but he didn't hurt anybody. But no, Baby Andy's just a bad person. Like, Mead's a bad person, but Mead is so stupid and funny that, like, I can, like, laugh and, like, you know... yeah, no, maybe Andy and Galileo can go fuck themselves. But even Galileo is still funny. He's a horrible, horrible person. But maybe
we should have a ranking of all of the U-tards. Like the U-tard top 100 or something. And you guys could like vote on it. It should be like always updating. I wonder if I can create something like that. Like there's like a web app or something where we can just, I guess it would be like a poll.
Baby Andy is just, oh, at least Galileo doesn't drag other people into it. I mean, that we know of.
I hope he doesn't. That would be a real problem. Galileo the pedophile dragging people into his world.
I don't know. He's got to be on a list. Anyways, Bagger comes anime recommendations. I agree. I think his thought at.
Because you mentioned that, I did give Lord Douche that recommendation for the anime. Someone recommended a cartoon named Delicious in Dungeons or something like that. And Lord Douche actually watched a couple episodes right in front of me. Look, I can only handle one or two animes at a time, and right now I'm fully consumed with My Hero Academia. And so, like, when he was like, oh, let's watch this Delicious Dungeon show, I could not have been less interested. But he's up to, like, episode 3 or 4, and he kind of likes it. It's all about these people in a dungeon, this giant dungeon. This is as far as I can tell, because, again, I'm kind of, like, not paying attention. But all these people, like, in a dungeon, they don't have anything. No food, no money for food, that type of thing. So they're going to eat all the monsters, like cook monsters down in the dungeon, and they're learning how to do that or something.
I think his thought at My Hero was uncalled for, just for the fact that it's super popular and stuff, and then it's just fun to shit on. Because,
well, you know what? It's popular because it's good. How about that?
Yeah, but yeah, if you guys like shonen though.
Dare say anything bad about my Midoriya.
Jujutsu Kaisen is the big show right now, so I would recommend that.
Oh boy! All the anime nerds are coming out.
I'm super hardcore Demon Slayer fan. So,
oh yeah, Demon Slayer. I don't know if Lord Douche is watching that one. We've obviously heard of that.
Check that out.
Tokyo Ghoul. Oh, Lord Douche was saying that he's a big fan of Tokyo Ghoul. Is that a good one, or should we make fun of him for that?
Just an FYI. He recommended Madoka Magica, and you didn't let him finish.
Okay, well, listen, that's another one we tried watching. Well, I got 2 minutes in, and I'm like, I got to tap out of this. It's too much.
He said one, it's like Sailor Moon, but it's really, really fucked up and dark. So
oh, really?
Don't think it's like Sailor Moon, because you're going to be very, very disappointed.
Well, yeah, I didn't get very far. Like, I look. Sailor Moon is very girly.
Timmy Boo, what a do. It is Necro Foucher. Rolling I-74 into Indianapolis, headed to Dayton, Vandalia, actually.
Cool.
Anyway, I am calling with an interesting story. It's not trucking related, but it is escort and porn related. So, you used to live in...
Yeah, enough of this dorky anime talk. Let's get to some porn, escort, hooker, whore talk.
In California, and... living in Southern California, I had access to the escorting services of many a porn whore. One of them was someone, you know, she had a little bit of a career, a chick named Zahina. Wait, no, I'm sorry. Mahina. Mahina Zoltana. Spelled exactly like it sounds. Mahina Zoltana. She was booked through this other porn star that booked a bunch of porn star chicks. Go to see her, booked an anal session.
Yeah, I picked anal off the menu.
We get into it, and all of a sudden, like, you know, 5 minutes into the ass-fucking, she's like, hold on. And she gets up, she runs in the bathroom. She's in there for, like, 5-10 minutes or something like
upset
that.
Upset tummy.
And then comes back out. It's like... super apologetic and like ends up extending my session for a long time. Then she calls me like 2 days later. She said, I want you to come out for a free session. I feel so bad.
Oh.
So I guess her booker had called her like last minute, like 5 or 10 minutes before my session. They're like, oh, by the way, this dude booked for anal. And so I guess she.
Nothing worse than surprise anal.
Into the bathroom to do her prep and probably a fleet or something like that and thought she was done and was not done. And anyway, yeah, I guess she was in the bathroom blowing mud all over the shower.
You got an extended session and a freebie. I think that's all you could ask for, really. You know, shit happens.
But anyway, yeah, fun, just little porn star mishap in the real world.
I'd like to hear more stories of freaks who have hooked up with either porn stars or escorts.
Hey, it's Costco killed my husband. I want to send you some clothes for in your P.O. box there.
Oh.
What are your sizes?
Well, if you're talking about shirts, I'm an extra large because I'm fat.
Fat, man. Yeah, fat.
If you're going to send me some slacks, I don't think I've ever received slacks in the mail. There's a lot of different sizes. I'll give you all my measurements. I'm a 36 waist right now. Shut up. Don't laugh. I'm working on it. And my shoe size is 11 and a half. Now, please send me lots of stuff. Dress me. Let me be your Barbie doll. I don't know why I wouldn't have just said Ken. Let me be your Ken doll. I went with Barbie, though. All right. Well, thank you very much for whatever's coming in the mail. I really appreciate it. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it okay? Flossanosanala pelafulication. As suspected, I've completely forgotten how to pronounce this word. Flossanosanala pelafulication.
Flossanosanala pelafulation.
Close enough. Fuck it! Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or like wherever you can rate and review podcasts. Tomorrow's episode is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. California!
Scribe.net.